Okay, if that's it tonight, then let's go ahead, grab our Bible study tonight. Pretty practical one here this evening, Discipleship 3, lesson number 9, as we're coming to the end of this one. We're going to talk about tonight the plan of God for my life. All right, so we'll just... I think tonight we'll primarily, just checking the time here, stay in the booklet, may reference a few other scriptures tonight, but I was reviewing this again today, and for the most part, I think we'll just kind of stay in here tonight. So, all right, let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started in this. Lord, it's good to be here tonight. Thank you that we can be here. Thank you for your hand of protection this week. Thank you, God, just for God giving us the ability to work, to provide for our families. Father, thank you, God, for your word says, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. And God, we can be We should be content in that. We certainly should be thankful for that. And God, I speak for all of us tonight when I say that you've done exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think in regards to those things. And so just want to thank you for that tonight, the way that you've provided for us, the way that you've taken care of us, Father, the way that you've always been there for us. And Father, even when we've strayed, you've gently and sometimes not so gently, but lovingly brought us back. And thank you for that. And thank you for your word tonight. And thank you for this lesson that we can look at on the plan of God for my life. I pray, God, even as we're learning this to be a help to others, I pray it'd be a help to us tonight. I pray it'd be a help to our young people, God, especially who have questions about their future, and maybe questions about their present and what they should be doing. I pray that they'd receive help from your word tonight, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, in your booklet, lesson number 9, tonight we're going to look at the plan of God for my life. All right, so just as, by way of introduction, in Discipleship 1, we covered the will of God for your life. And we learned there, but we'll be reminded here, that the will of God is identical for each of us and is clearly given in the scriptures. It can be categorized in the following way. Okay? Number one, what's the will of God for my life? And number one, salvation. Okay? That's 2 Peter. This is just sort of review, although it's a little different outline than we had in Discipleship 1. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The will of God for every man is that they come to repentance and put their faith in Jesus Christ. Number two, now that I'm saved, okay, what is God's will for my life? Number two, sanctification. That's a Bible term that basically means, we could say that it means to be separated, to be set apart. It's the act of being made holy. So when you are saved, God's intent was not just to leave you in that state, it was to conform you to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. And so that is sanctification, and that's his will for all of us, to sanctify us. Back in your booklet, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 through 4 and verse number 7, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, that's your body, in sanctification and honor. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto what? Holiness. Okay? So what's the will of God for my life? My will of God for my life is that, like we talked about on Sunday, that we strive for holiness. Okay? And get God's help in that. Number three, presentation. That's Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 1, where Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You'll see in the next one that this is tied to the will of God. And what is that? That's God, I'm saved, but I'm yours, right? I'm presenting myself to you. Whatever you want with me in this life, I'm a living, not a dying sacrifice, I'm a living sacrifice for you, okay? Presentation. Four, transformation. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. And this kind of goes hand in hand with sanctification. But it has to do more with the external world that we live in. Look at verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay? And so the will of God there, 3 and 4, is for our presentation of our bodies, and then for the transformation of Christ, Christ transforming us and rejecting that being conformed to this world. That happens by the renewing of our mind. And the inward man and that mind is renewed day by day, and it's renewed by our fellowship with the Lord. 5, submission. 1 Peter 2, 13 and 15. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Verse 15. For so is the will of God, that ye may with well doing, ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So that has to do with our testimony and our submission in matters of our citizenship. Number 6, devotion. Ephesians 6 and verse number 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. And then 7, appreciation. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So that actually, that outline right there, man, some of you guys who maybe you preach it, you get opportunities to, that's a great little outline to give really anyone. You want to know the will of God for your life? There it is. There's the will of God for your life. Number 7, to give thanks. Back to your booklet. Often people wonder, what is God's will for my life? Right? Who's wondered that? Right? I've heard it a lot. What they usually mean is, what is God's plan for my life? Okay? That's what people like. I want to know the specifics. What's the plan? Okay? We just saw what His will is. Okay? That's His will. That's across the board for all of us. But what people generally mean when they ask that question is, what is God's plan for my life? In your booklet, if you busy yourself with finding the plan of God without doing the will of God, you will find neither. Okay? So stop trying to find the plan if you're not willing to do the will. Okay? Focus on doing God's will, and His plan will begin to unfold. And in this lesson, we'll learn how God's plan for your life is found. Okay? Good? Number one. How is it found, the plan of God for my life? by the word of God. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Bible will give light to our path. It will help us to recognize obstacles, pitfalls, and detours along the way. With it, we will see clearly through the obscure paths of life. Proverbs 4 in verse number 18, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The more that you faithfully follow the light of the Bible, the brighter and easier it becomes to see the path God has for you. Remember that it must be opened and read in order to guide you. Okay? So what do we mean by that? The more that you faithfully follow the light of the Bible, the brighter and easier it becomes the path that God has for you. Okay? As you are in the will of God, you're paying attention to those things. The moment God gives you new light in His Word, right? I didn't know that. I should do that. I didn't know that I shouldn't be doing that. I should stop that. Follow that light every time He gives it to you. Okay? And consistently follow that light as He speaks to you through His Word. And it will become more evident the path that He has for you. Number two, by the Word of God. Number two, by the Spirit of God. That's Romans 8 and verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we want to lead Spirit-filled and Spirit-led lives. The Holy Spirit will gently lead you each day. Always be responsive to His leading. How many know what I'm talking about there? The Holy Spirit just oh, this is the way. This is not the way, right? And then sometimes we have that inner struggle right away, right? Like, oh, I don't know about that, you know? Respond to His leading. If we are not being led by the Spirit, that is, if we don't see that evident in our life, we don't know what that's about, we should ask ourselves if we have grieved Him by our actions or our inactions. Become familiar with these things from Ephesians 4. So these are some things that will grieve the Spirit in your life and grieve His leading in your life. Ephesians 4, 29 through 32. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Notice, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. This was my son's memory verse this last week. This was in one of the Sunday school classes. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Okay? So you need to pay attention to those things if we're not being noticing leading by the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, He may also be quenched when we are not thankful. That's 1 Thessalonians. That ties back to the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and 19, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then the next verse says, quench not the Spirit. If you are paying attention, the Holy Spirit will lead you down specific paths. Luke 4, verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Okay. By the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Number three, by the faith of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. In your booklet, we are to walk by faith, trusting God to direct us. Be careful of looking for what people call open doors. They might be a trap. Sometimes you look and there's just open doors all over the place, okay? Can't go through all of them, okay? This is very important here. Don't anticipate the Lord's direction. Many people try to guess what God might be doing and convince themselves to do something. Okay? Follow God's direction instead. Okay? Don't start putting the jigsaw puzzle together. Right? I think God might be doing so, therefore I'm going to act because it seems like, right? We can kind of, you know, let our minds and our imaginations kind of start to run wild. Okay? Follow God's direction instead. Clear direction. Matthew 14, 28 through 29. Peter answered and said unto him, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to Jesus. When Peter stepped out of the boat, he stepped out in faith. So there is that, right? Because it's going to take faith to walk on water. I don't see how I'm going to do this, right? But he also stepped out because of the words of Jesus. So he had confirmation from his words. He knew that his words were right, but he had to exercise faith in what he was doing because he wasn't sure how that was going to work out, okay? It's okay to make a plan, and I'd add to that, and you should, okay? Don't just sit around and wait for a plan to develop, okay? We're not evolutionists. Make a plan. That's okay. It's okay to make a plan. Just tell God what it is and be willing for him to, ready and willing for him to direct you, okay? Proverbs, that's good for our young people. Get a plan. What are you doing? Get a plan. Go after it. But be ready and willing for God to direct you. Make sure God knows, like, hey, if this isn't the right plan, you know, guide me another way. But I'm going to pursue this direction. I'm going to pursue this career. I'm going to pursue this education. Right? Like, make a plan. Okay? Don't sit around and wait for a plan to just fall on you. Okay? All right. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. I think that's a super important verse for young people, probably for all of us, but for young people. I use that. I've used that recently. Devise a way, but God direct my steps. This is the way I think I'm going to do this, God. And I tell God about that. And I'll tell him, this is what I'm praying about it, and you need to kind of confirm this to me through some of these things here. But this is the way I see it. And this is the way I'm heading, and I need you to direct me if it's kind of this way or that way, or if it's just keep going. And Psalm 37, verse number 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, okay? So sometimes, this is just for our church, this isn't necessarily in the lesson, sometimes there are situations where, you know, you got to make a decision. And there are some time constraints to it, right? And you don't necessarily have clear direction from the Lord, and you're not real sure. So here's what I've learned, and here's something that I've implemented, is when I know that I have, hey, decision on this has to be made by such and such a time, I'll tell the Lord, Lord, you know that this needs to be made. This isn't me like bringing up deadlines for him. Do you understand? Yeah. But like, it really, like I have to make this decision. There's a decision needs to be made here. And I have to make this decision by this time. And I need you to help me make that decision. But when that time comes, if I don't have that clear, you know, thing from you, I'm going to make the decision and then I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask you to bless the decision that I've made. Okay? And then I'm going to move forward with that, and I'm going to ask you to bless this, okay? And so just as you go through things, that may be, take it for what it's worth, that may be helpful. Number four, by the counsel of God. Proverbs 19 and verse number 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. We need counsel. To not seek counsel is to be a fool. Proverbs 12, verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Right? Every man does that which is right in his own eyes. Right? We do. We think we're doing the right thing. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A, what do we talk about when we're talking about counsel here? Counsel should begin with the Lord. Psalm 119, 24, thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Okay? B, counsel should continue through God's people. Okay? And that's a good place. And you may, there's other sources of counsel. I probably shouldn't have limited it just to God's people. You can get good counsel from other people with specific things in life. But for us as believers, we should definitely consult God's people. Proverbs, we're heading the same direction. Hopefully we have the same interests, the same goals, the same eternity. Counsel should continue through God's people. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Proverbs 20 and verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Why do we talk about that? Others know what we do not know. Right? Definitely. Others see things in us that we do not see in ourselves, both bad and good things. We need them to speak truth to us. Don't surround yourself with counselors who will tell you what you want to hear. Rather, make sure you have counselors who will tell you what you need to hear. And the differences can be studied, should be studied, in 1 Kings 12, 1 through 14. That's the case of Rehoboam. Okay, number five tonight, by prayer to God. Okay, finding the path, by prayer to God. Don't make the mistake of talking to others about God's plan more than talking to Him about it. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you are in the will of God and walking in the plan of God, the Lord gives you a peace that passeth all understanding. He settles your heart and mind so that there is a certainty about how His plan is unfolding in your life. When seeking His plan, make sure He knows that you are yielded to His leading and that you want to make right decisions. Have patience with His plan, but stay busy doing His will. It's easier to direct a vehicle that is moving than one that is stationary. Likewise, God directs people that are in motion. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass.